Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files an appeal in the Kim Davis case to overturn the jury verdict and more. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Now, Liberty Counsel has been involved in this case in representing Kim Davis, the former Rowan County, Kentucky clerk, going back to 2015. In 2015, in June, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a controversial 5-4 decision, issued the case called Obergefell versus Hodges. And in that case, Kentucky was one of the defendants because Kentucky, along with other states, had amended their state constitution by citizen referendum and included in the constitution that marriage is only between one man and one woman. That was up before the U.S. Supreme Court. And unfortunately, in this 5-4 opinion, the court went the wrong way and ultimately struck down these laws as violating the so-called Constitution. Lots of dissents, especially from Chief Justice John Roberts. Three of those justices are no longer on the court that were part of that 5-majority opinion in 2015. But Kim Davis, Holly, was the first target of this terrible decision because the very first week of July, when she said she wasn't going to issue any marriage licenses because she was requesting a religious accommodation in this case because of the Supreme Court opinion, she got targeted by same-sex couples, some of whom were represented by the ACLU, to force her to issue them marriage licenses to same-sex couples with her title, name, and authority on those licenses.
Yeah, she really got caught in the crosshairs of this decision because her faith would not allow her to sign these same-sex marriage licenses. And I use the word marriage loosely here. She doesn't hate anybody, and she's very clear about that. She loves all people, but her faith does not allow her to do that, and I don't blame her. As a result, these two couples, and I think they really made a media theater out of all this, coming into her office demanding that she sign a license, even when they could have gone probably to another office closer to hers to get their so-called marriage license, they still made this theater out of it all over the media, making her look like some evil person for just withholding to her Christian faith.
Well, the two males, the two men in the Ermold versus Davis case, had never even discussed getting, quote, married before this happened. What happened is they saw on social media Kim Davis's name being discussed, that she had refused to issue any marriage licenses. And so they went down to the clerk's office with their cell phones and they harassed her and they demanded a marriage license, even though they had never even discussed or thought about getting a marriage license. Mm-hmm. They targeted her. And then they put it up on social media, and that video went viral. And so they kind of locked themselves into this situation that they had to proceed and move forward to pursue a marriage license and to pursue it from only one clerk, and that's Kim Davis, even though they could have gone elsewhere nearby to get a marriage license. They wanted Kim Davis's scalp, if you will. They wanted her name, title, and authority on the marriage license, and they targeted her specifically.
And it just shows you how evil this whole LGBT agenda is. You know, they demand revenge if they don't get their way. And Kim Davis is a godly woman, a sweetheart who loves all people, as I said before, was not out to vengeance. In fact, one of these plaintiffs actually ran for the position that she had, and she gladly signed the paper she had to sign. She didn't make a stink about it. So it just shows you her attitude toward, you know, them and toward all people in all of this.
Yeah. So what we had happen in 2023 is the case ultimately, by the time we get to 2023 and it goes to a jury trial before two jurors, the jurors for the Ermold plaintiffs and the jurors for the Yates plaintiffs. two different sets of same-sex couples.
And that's very unusual, isn't it, to have two different juries in the same court going on?
Yeah, they sat, both of them sat in the same courtroom.
I've never heard of that.
Listening to the same evidence.
Have you ever
no,
seen that?
No, I've not seen that before.
That's amazing.
Usually you would try them totally separately. So
right.
You'd have one trial and then a separate trial in a totally different setting.
Right, and they heard the same evidence and they came out with two different decisions.
Yeah, so the Yates jury came back very quickly and awarded zero damages. The Yates plaintiffs wanted like several hundred, 300 some thousand dollars of damages, and they got zero.
They said they had emotional damages and all this kind of nonsense.
And then the Ermold plaintiffs, they wanted $50,000 apiece or a total of $100,000. They also said they had emotional damages. First of all, they said they had lost wage damage, and they didn't prove that. And then they switched in the middle of the trial and said, well, we have emotional damages, but we don't know what that is. And they didn't have any experts to indicate that they had any emotional damages. But the jury went out and awarded them each $50,000 apiece. And this is against Kim Davis personally. It's
right.
Not against the government. It's not against the clerk's office. It's against her and her individual capacity.
And as you said earlier, they just won her scalp. That's what it is.
They did, because, you know, if you go back to 2015, she asked for a religious accommodation request in December of 2015 with the election of the new Republican governor, Matt Bevin. He gave an executive order accommodating her and all the other clerks that wanted to opt out. Then in April of 2016, when the legislature convened, they passed unanimously. Both House Democrats and Senate Democrats and Republicans came together unanimously, not a single dissenting vote. And they passed a law that allows all the clerks to opt out. So she got
right.
Her accommodation. Case should be over.
Yeah, you'd think, okay, done deal, go on your happy way. But no, they keep going after her, and these same-sex couples want vengeance.
Well, in fact, what ultimately happened is we moved to dismiss the case because it was moot. The lower court judge said that it was moot, but it went up on appeal. The Court of Appeals sent it back down to the lower court judge, and then the lower court judge sent a trial date, and that's what happened last year. And then in addition to the $100,000 awarded by the jury to the Ermold plaintiffs, the judge then came back and awarded $246,000 in attorney's fees and $14,000 in expenses on top of all of that against Kim Davis personally. And there's not a shred of evidence that they're entitled to damages. So on appeal, we have several arguments. One argument is very straightforward, and that is that there is no evidence for a jury verdict. You have to show more than just, I have hurt feelings. You have to show by some specific objective testimony, including medical testimony, that you actually have an injury, and there's no proof here whatsoever. Number two, that Kim Davis is entitled to a religious accommodation. She actually got a religious accommodation.
Right.
In fact, in the executive order that Governor Matt Bevin issued in December of 2015, less than 6 months after the decision came down, he specifically said that she has a sincerely held religious belief, that the Commonwealth of Kentucky can accommodate that, that the Commonwealth of Kentucky has no compelling interest to force her to issue these licenses, and that it is best resolved by giving her an option to have a religious accommodation.
Right.
So she has a religious accommodation. It's already been stated. We're arguing that constitutionally she should have been granted that by the lower court judge, and that would have ended the matter. It would have ended it long ago. That's what she asked from the very beginning. And then finally, and most importantly, we're asking that the Supreme Court decision of 2015 of Obergefell versus Hodges, the case that started all this mess, be overturned. And the reason in part for that is we've gotten a lot of help in this, because the Dobbs decision overturning Roe versus Wade overturned this idea of this, quote, substantive due process. Due process is basically a procedural. You have a right to be notified. You have a right to actually present your defense. That's due process, a right to receive information about the charges against you, a right to defend yourself. But the Supreme Court created this thing called substantive due process, and it has no basis in the Constitution. It's what was behind Roe versus Wade. It's what Obergefell versus Hodges relied upon. That's been rejected in the Dobbs decision. And obviously, three of those five justices are no longer there that issued the Obergefell decision in 2015. So we're asking the High Court, or we're asking the Court of Appeals, and then eventually to the U.S. Supreme Court, to overturn Obergefell versus Hodges because it has no basis in the Constitution. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Pray for Kim Davis. Pray for our case. lc.org/Kim. That's lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.